This hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
Some of the things we're doing without Congress are making a difference, but we could do so much more if Congress would just come on and help out a little bit.
There are 321 House passed bills that are sitting in the United States Senate.
Fighting for Idaho.
What I've tried to employ the female members of my family is that let's make sure we don't do anything to provoke wrong actions.
Fighting for you.
Kevin Miller's my name. Making it happen's my game. I got a cobra-like thrust, and I will kill if I must.
Where did I hear that before?
I know. You made that phrase famous.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning.
Hey, diddle-diddle, right up the middle.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning. Thank you all for joining us here at 580KIDO. Coming up, we're going to talk about the power of service. And is that a lost art these days? And what actually having effective service, serving others, whether it's in business, whether it's in charity, whether it's at home, can enhance our lives. So we'll talk a little bit about that. We'll have the latest on the president. By the way, I do want to thank our friend Mike Tracy for saying, Kevin, here's the deal with the August recess. In the old days, there was no air conditioning, so August was the worst month in Washington. And when Senator Craig was here, and Senator Craig is still around, but when he was a senator, they would actually go to every town hall meeting and they would talk to folks and work. I agree with that. If you are a congressman, if you're a senator, you don't take time off. Now's the time to be back. So we'll see just how many of our folks will be running around and having time for you, right? That's right. Before we get to our next guest, Joy Karp, we're going to go to Jim in Middleton first. Here at 580KIDO. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Kevin. Hey, I wanted to make a comment on Obama's statements. I mean, that's so immature and unpresidential. You know, remember before the election, Kevin, you know, we were on the phone talking and what have you, and I, of course, everyone was shocked he got reelected. We didn't think people were that stupid both times. But I made a comment. I said, this guy will never be presidential. I mean, he'll never really be a president. This just proves it. I can't.
Right.
It sounds like a.
Well, and Jim, for people that are just tuning in, let's just play one of the clips.
Stop just hating all the time. Come on. Let's get some work done together.
There you have it.
I mean, is this guy serious? I mean, it's so pathetic. I'm so ashamed of this president and that kind of chump talk and what have you.
Well, and the people that are actually cheering for it.
Well, you know, the most frightening thing, Kevin, is the voter base of people, you know, that suck that stuff up and then allowed a man like this to be a president. I mean, I have not remembered hearing a president talk like this ever in my lifetime. Maybe Clinton just slightly, but I've never heard that kind of behavior before, and especially from a Republican president. But anyway, I'm just so ashamed to hear that kind of talk and taunting and what have you. And this guy's just, you know, words can't describe. But anyway, it was disturbing to hear that clip this morning.
I'm with you. Well, we would like to wake you up and get you disturbed.
Well, Kevin, you know, you talk about getting people to work safely and on time every morning.
Yes, sir.
Well, you certainly do that because there's no way anyone can fall asleep listening to the stuff that's coming out of the radio. Anyway, thanks, Kevin.
Thank you, Jim. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go to our friend Joy Karp joining us now, best-selling author, a young lady that knows a lot about business. We'll talk about that and the idea of effective communication. Her new book, The Power of Service, here at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller. Good morning, Joy.
Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Boise.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your work and what you've done in the past. You've had a distinguished career helping people, whether it's McDonald's or other places, learn how to effectively communicate.
Yes, through the power of service. And that is the major vehicle that is required by all retail, by all of the services that you mentioned before. It applies to everything in business, in hospital services, police services, everywhere.
Well, you know, we talk about communicating, and maybe it's because we live in a passive-aggressive world today, do we fail to communicate effectively, whether it's at work or at home or anywhere else?
Yes, and a lot of that is due to the digital age. You know, the quick response that we can put in writing on Facebook, Twitter, and so on. And what we fail to do is to elicit an emotional response from people to make them feel good. It's the feel-good experience that will make people come back. Quality and value may bring people into your business, but it is the service that will...
And again, do we really... It's funny. I was at Fred Meyer yesterday, and I was looking for a beach towel for my wife, Dorothy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a long day, and I didn't get my nap, so I'm a little cranky because I get up at 3 in the morning. And I was talking to a young lady, and she said, hey, I can call someone, and maybe it's the other side of the store. Now, for me, I'm going, no, that's okay. And then I looked at it from her perspective, and I said, well, please go ahead and do that. And then afterwards, she goes, look, I'm really sorry. And so many times when we get good service, sometimes we as the customer, one way or the other, don't appreciate it.
Yes, that was good service. We're talking about great service here, and there is a difference. The difference between good service and great service is that the person believes that service is all. They have a passion for it, and that comes through to the customer. If she had run to the other end of the store for you, that would have made an enormous difference to you. And you would have remembered that. What she did was good, but, you know, she could have gone one step further.
That seems to be a lost art. So let's talk about your past experiences helping folks like McDonald's and others become successful at the mid to small to large level business.
Yes. Okay, well, I suppose it started with when I wrote the McDonald's Hands-on Business Training Program. We were having problems at that time in the Kingston, Ontario area, bringing in managers off the street, people who had experience, because they weren't staying and we had a lot of turnover. They weren't used to the hectic, intense pace of McDonald's, even though they did have management experience. And so the project came to me, we've got to do something about this. And so the idea of promote from within through a process that brings a person from to five levels, the crew person. So it may take 2 or 3 years. And so they start off as a teenager, but by the time they reach the assistant manager or manager level, they're into their 20s. And we take people who have leadership potential and people who already know that they love the system, rather than people who don't know what the system is all about, and take them and promote them. It was tremendously successful and reduced our turnover substantially. From there, we went on and owned our own McDonald's in the Yukon, and it had the biggest sales month of any McDonald's in the world, its first sales month. And that is when my real passion for service began, and I started to see what gives you that edge. You can't have a sales pitch. You can't have robotic service. The customer is very smart. They can sense these things. The customer has to feel that you really care about them, and the only way to make that happen is to really care about them.
Well, and that's easier said than done, Joy, right?
Exactly, and that's why it has to come from the owner or the supervisor, the top person that you're dealing with. They have to, and it comes from employee satisfaction, Kevin. That's where the root comes from. If there is not employee satisfaction, there cannot be customer satisfaction. So you have to, first of all, you have to let your employees know that you are passionate about service. And that means pitching in and leading by example. And maybe you don't have the time for that because you're studying your numbers, your sales numbers, your transaction counts, and you're in meetings. But numbers don't bring in people, and numbers don't produce employee satisfaction. Do those things when your place is closed. When your place is open, be in there. Show your employees through your example how important service is, and how to do it. Talk about it. Don't call and say, power our sales today. Call and talk about service. Talk about service like you're really passionate about it. It becomes contagious. Have competitions for service. Have incentives for service. You know, people say, well, today turnover is high. It's really hard to keep an employee and train them. My answer to that is, it's okay to have one less employee than you need. It's better to be short-staffed and to have really great people, because one great person is worth two average people. I can tell you that. So pay that person a little more. You know.
Joy Carp with us here at 580 KIDU. I have to hit you with this, though.
Sure.
Why do businesses not comp us when they have when they mess up? I'll give you an example. My wife and I, again, because she's a small business person, so we're always studying businesses and how they respond to people. And we had this service that that we went to. We somebody ordered out for pizza. Okay, it was an hour and a half into it. These folks still hadn't delivered our pizza.
Wow.
So my wife calls. It's a new business. My wife calls, and she starts lecturing the person, hey, blah, blah, blah. And they say, well, we're sorry. We'll give you 20% off. And I said, I think you need to call her back and just, and lecturing the worker there is not going to do it. Just say, we don't really want your, you know, we don't want your service. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. This is after she gave the guy directions. So then the owner called back, apologized, and went back and forth. And then we got the directions for the, gave them the directions for the 17th time. They comped us, but it took the owner to take that extra step. And then they still tried to charge us. So I mean, it seems so basic that, hey, I messed up. Here, let me make it up to you so you consider me for my business.
Are you going to go back to that pizza place?
I don't think so.
Exactly. That is my point. The point, and that's why I wrote the book, and courses and so on service, because I want to do my little part to make business owners understand the importance of, you know, people complain that they're not, their sales aren't increasing, their transaction counts aren't increasing, they're blaming it on all sorts of things. They've got to first look and understand how important service is to the customer. It just makes sense. And you see, there's a case where the owner has not talked to his people about service. In a case like this, you give the customer a complimentary pizza. Maybe you even send an extra one.
Okay. Yeah, you get a coupon. I am so happy that you're with us here, because this happens to everybody. Can you hang on for a minute?
Of course.
Okay, we're going to talk to Joy Carp more about the power of service here at 580KIDO, because it's so crucial, whether you're at McDonald's, whether you're at the Outback, and hopefully give us some tips to help us, you know, work through it, whether it's at the office or home. You know, I always tell Mrs. Miller, we have to over-communicate. And even at work, people don't like it, but I tell them, you have to over-communicate, right? And we're not talking emails. Let's get you to work safely and on time at 5.
Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Hey, Millie, in the morning, 580 KIDO. We've experienced this each and every day, regardless of whether we're conservative, liberal, what have you, agnostic, Christian, religious, good and bad service, the power of service. Joy Carp's book is, we're talking about what to do and what not to do to just try and get through it. Why do we get so frustrated when we get the bad service? I mean, maybe it's just me, but I find it personally insulting.
Yes, because it doesn't make you feel good.
No, not at all.
It's as simple as that. And so if it doesn't make you feel good, you do not want to have that experience again. Therefore, you will not go back, or you will not go back as quickly or as often as you would have. It's all about the feel good. That's the developing the relationship with the customer. For example, you know, if the employee, for example, happens to learn that you're interested in cars, you know, they can relate to you on that level and talk about cars. And maybe next time you're going to ask them, gee, what mechanic do you go to, you know, because mine sucks. you know, and you start developing that relationship. That is so very important. You see, it all starts with the employee. And that, how that starts is your employees have to know that you, the owner, care about them. If you don't care about them, then how the heck do you expect them to care about customer satisfaction? And the way you show employees that you care about them is to ask them questions about the things that are concerning them in their personal lives. That used to be a no-no, you know, but now, for example, gee, Jim, about that problem you were having with your car insurance, how's that going? You know, you can't just say, how are the kids, you know, how's the wife, that kind of thing.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
See, let me take issue with you for a minute, okay?
Of course.
Okay, so, and I love this because these are real-life things that have happened to me.
Good.
Okay, I used to go to the Outback Steakhouse in Boise here. And the owner would come in, and he would talk to me, and, you know, he would look at me. He says, how's it going? And I go, well, the steak was a little this, that, and the other. And he goes, well, what do you do? And I go, well, I'm in radio. Now, and then he looks at me like I've insulted him because I'm trying to pitch him advertising. And you know, this is a guy that wants my business but doesn't respect me enough that he advertises on my station, okay? So that's the first shot. And I'm not there to pitch him, but I'm there as a customer, okay? So I'll say, look, your girl was good. She did this, this, and this. But the guy didn't want to hear it. And so I would go to the carryout, and I would do this maybe, you know, once every 3 weeks. And so they gave me the wrong order. And they said, well, sorry about that. And I almost drove away. Here's a free Bloomin' Onion. And I go, a free Bloomin' Onion? I've drove 20 miles for this. I come to you. I'm a customer. This isn't going to do. I want to speak to the owner. And so it gets better with this guy. He comes out, and he kind of gives me a thing. Well, you know, we'll give you your money back, but and I remember the guy saying this to me. Even Michael Jordan messes up every once in a while, and I'm like, "You're no Michael Jordan." And I got just tired of going there because I wasn't looking for bad service; it was always there. The guy looks like I've insulted him. He refunds my money, gives me a free thing, but he may have done the right things, Joy. But his attitude. I haven't been back there in what, 2 years now.
Well, of course not. That's just an awful story.
I got stories about bad service all the time.
I'm sorry. It's not funny, but oh, my gosh. That's a good one. That's a really good one, Kevin. Okay, I got to tell you, the first thing that he did wrong was that guy doesn't know how to listen. What he and people, you know, I took a listening and communication course at Michigan State, and boy, did it open my eyes. I found out that I didn't know how to listen either. When you told him you were in radio, his response should have been something like, oh, you're in radio. Okay, giving you an opening to talk more about yourself. All right, not to judge you or you know, to say any smart remarks to you. What the best thing when you don't know what to say to a customer is to paraphrase back, you know this, to what they have said to you. And that allows the customer to keep talking about themselves. It's not about him. It's about you, the customer. And you see, this is what I talk about, the feel-good experience. That service was not authentic.
Oh, no.
In no way was it authentic. And that is the key. The service has to be authentic, meaning it comes from the heart. In your heart, you believe that service is all.
Well, you're paying for this. Now, Joy, I've got one that tops that.
All right.
All right, here at 580 KIDO. My parents come to town, and every year they go to the Enterprise Rent-A-Car right next to Peterson Toyota, okay, on Fairview Avenue.
Yeah.
And I said, look, I've gotten bad service there. They do the bait and switch. They've done it with me. They'll promise me a car, and they're magically out of cars. So my mom is running late. She calls them and say, hey, I'm running late. Please hold my reservation. They agree to do it. She gets there, and the young lady, all of 23, says to her, I'm sorry, you were late. And my mom says, well, no, I talked to Billy. Billy said it was okay. And then they go, well, I'm sorry, we have no cars for you. So my mom, getting very emotional, says, I'd like to speak to the manager. I'm sorry, the managers aren't here. They're delivering a car. Well, I'd like to speak to a manager. They call, like, every enterprise store in the Treasure Valley. There's no manager. So my mom is still getting mad and getting emotional because she wants to get her car. She comes to Idaho once a year and wants to have a good time with my dad. And I go, finally, I go, look. And the girl kept badgering her. And finally, well, you did this. You blaming the customer. And finally, I go, look, my mom's almost 70 years old. You don't treat anybody that way. We're done with you. We're done with you. We're done with Enterprise Rent-A-Car on Fairview Avenue next to Peterson Toyota forever. We're done. And then she still said, don't engage me. And then the manager comes back after goofing off, and he goes, oh, what's the problem? And I kind of politely explain it to him. Well, you know, sorry, but you missed the reservation. They blamed the customer. So what do you make of that?
Okay, I've had a similar experience with a hair appointment. You were late, therefore it's your fault. Okay, I make of that two things. The first one is managers are famous for running away from where they should be. For example, I can tell you in McDonald's, and people can relate to this, managers will gravitate to the fries station rather than to be on service. They'll gravitate to the manager's office to calculate some numbers rather than be on service. First of all, that manager should have been there. Secondly, that young lady was towing the company line. You don't do that. You take your chances and you make that customer feel good. Now, how you are going to be rewarded for that, for making a customer happy, and you're going to be leading by example. You've got to have some guts in service. You've got to be able to make some decisions. And if they're not going to allow their employees to make some decisions, the manager should be at that counter all the time. And he should be trained on how to handle customer situations like that. Because, you see, they're doing themselves a disservice. Hopefully you will never go back there again.
No, I'm done with them. And I told my mom, I go, look, they're horrible.
All I can say to you, Kevin, is that that is why I wrote the book. I have stories longer than, Texas. I mean, it's just I have so many stories from people who are frustrated. That's what inspired me to write the book. And there are answers to this, but the people at the top have to develop a service strategy. You know, nothing good comes easy. You know that.
Well, Joy, let me hit you with this. The power of service through the eyes of customers. And did I do the right thing where I just cut it off because it continued to escalate? With the car people. Look, we're done. We're done. Yes. We're going somewhere else. See you later.
It's not your responsibility.
Right.
It's their responsibility to serve you. You are paying. You are paying for the service. Now, if they want to give you a discount because they gave you bad service, fine.
Oh, no, there was no discount. There was, you're going to pay full price. And we can't guarantee that we'll have a car for you at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay, here's the deal. You want to give a customer average service? Well, you give them a better price then, you know, to make up. You want to keep your prices the way they are, then you better give the customer the most outstanding service you can, because it's quality and service. Customer comes in for quality and service, and they'll return because of that service, and you've just proven it with your stories.
All right, The Power of Service by JECarp.com. The Power of Service, serves through the eyes of customers. Joy, thank you. We'd love to have you back.
Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure.
Okay, take care.
Okay, you too. Bye now.
Bye-bye. That's our friend Joy Karp. Great points there about how to deal with bad customer service. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning. Coming up, Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio. But first, we go to the international playboy, Pat from Middleton. Hello, Pat from Middleton.
Good morning. Kevin, you there?
Yes, go ahead, please, sir.
How you doing this morning?
Living the dream.
Is that lady still on, or you dump her already?
Look, she was on for a half an hour.
I know. I was tying my shoes, man. It takes a while. When you're my age, everything takes a while.
Thanks for sharing.
Hey, I got a lot of stories on service and responses. You know, you're a new business, they're going to go through some struggles. Maybe they didn't handle it as well. I think you should give them a second chance because they're an independent. And as long as you let them know that, hey, you know, we had a bad situation last time and we'd like to give you another shot, give them an opportunity to work out the kinks. That's how they improve, is with customer feedback. They may not have handled it the way you wanted it, but, you know, I think you should, especially a small independent, that's how they survive. I think
how you survive is you actually do what you say you're going to do.
Well, you're right, but, you know,
Does anybody give me a chance? Does anybody give you a chance?
Oh,
you
sure.
Have one shot in life, don't get it, Pat, you're done.
No, Kevin, poor old Rick, you called and said you offended him because Bob said something. I'm sure he's still listening. If he didn't, then the thing is, you got to find that kindness in your heart for a business.
Kindness in your heart? Yeah. How about kindness in the pocketbook?
Kevin, I've been in business self-employed for over 30 years. I've made my share of mistakes. And you know what? I now, because I'm an independent, I go to the customer and I rely on me coming to them. I try to make amends with them. You know, I try to come up to them and say, hey, I'm really sorry that happened, blah, blah, blah. I try to fix it. But, you know, most people don't know they've messed up in the heat of the night.
What do you mean they don't know they messed up? You call in for some food. It's 2 hours later. You call back and they say, I'm sorry, we got lost. Thanks for calling back. Isn't it their job to call us and say, how do I get to your home? Which, by the way, was 2 miles from their business.
Kevin, I've always given
answer the question, Patrick.
They don't know how bad they've messed up with you. They don't quite understand. They don't grasp it unless you explain to them. So I think it's upon you to go back to them.
No. I'm the customer. No ticky, no punchy.
No.
I wanted the pizza in 20 minutes.
Kevin,
it's 2 hours later. I called you, and I'm thinking, well, Kevin, you guys screwed up.
I've dealt with a lot of a-hole customers that use that.
I'm being a blank if all of a sudden I'm holding you accountable. If you did bad, I would hold you accountable.
There's a lot of customers let me finish. There's a lot of customers that have that mentality that I'm the customer and everything I do is right.
Yes! I am the customer! I am right!
Not everything you do... If you don't go back to them and try to – look, they could be the best pizza in the world, but they won't survive without feedback from that customer saying, look, I'm going to tell you this up front. You go to him when he's not busy and say, look.
Wait a minute. Pat, I love you. I got to run, but to be continued.
Oh, see, I'm the customer. I'm always right.
Well, you can hold on if you'd like.
I got to go to work, but, man, we need to talk about this. Because
all right, we will. I got to go, Pat.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso joins us now here at 580 KIDO. See what you miss when you're not hanging out with us?
I just, Crystal, bring that popcorn in here. This was getting good.
All over whether or not you should complain about, carry out pizzas. So.
Wow.
You know, I don't know if that... I don't know if that can compare to the immigration poll and the results and what's going on there, Jeff Manasso.
We know it's a big battle that's leading us up to the midterms. The latest Associated Press GFK poll showing that 53% of Americans don't think that the U.S. has a moral obligation to offer asylum to people. The majority of Americans also thinking that children fleeing gang violence in Central America, the main theme on why those tens of thousands of children are crossing our border unaccompanied. Essentially, they shouldn't be treated as refugees. That's not political or religious persecution. They don't believe that should be a refugee status because there's gang violence. Essentially, that would mean that people would be fleeing the inner cities of major cities in America looking for refugee status because gang violence is everywhere. This latest poll from the Associated Press GFK also shows that immigration is a top domestic problem, Kevin, with most Americans blaming Republicans in Congress and President Obama. It's going to be an interesting midterm.
It is indeed. Of course, the president back on the trail. And then Jeff Manasso, before you shuffle off to the Midwest. We look forward to your reporting there. You've got the Republicans going ahead with the suit and the president saying, don't hate me or stop hating.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, the Republicans, there's infighting in the House. You've got John Boehner unveiling his legislation Tuesday. That hits the floor today. Infighting with Republicans. You've got Senator Ted Cruz out of Texas saying, or at least having pizza, carry-out pizza. Customer service was probably pretty good, I would imagine. and hashing over the House bill and essentially telling fellow Republicans in the House not to go along with Boehner. His bill, $659 million for federal agencies, making it easier to deport minors back to Central America, and making some changes to some anti-trafficking laws. Democrats, or at least the president, I mean, it's dead in the water because the president wanted $3.7 billion in funding, and then you've got the Democrats infighting there. Not going along with Harry Reid or the president, especially vulnerable Democrats, Kay Hagan, Mary Landrieu, to name a few, and also blasting the president, or at least starting to blast him if he even has an inkling that he might be using that pen to grant blanket amnesty to millions and millions of illegals. You know, the vulnerable Dems, they're the ones that are speaking the loudest and saying, look, you can't do that. You better not do it. And, even though Republicans aren't talking about or at least aren't saying that they're talking about impeachment, if the president does that, signs an executive order and just makes the millions of people who are here legally legal, that's only something Congress can do, and B, an impeachable offense. So I'm not sure what kind of fireworks we're going to see, whether or not they're going to be bigger than the fireworks I just heard over your pizza customer service thing, but it's going to get big. And this latest GFK Associate AP poll, Kevin, also shows that while only about one-third of Americans are really paying attention to this immigration thing, the one-third that are paying attention are the people who are going to vote. And we know that the midterm elections this year, it's all about control of the Senate. It's going to be an interesting political season.
All right, quickly, Jeff Manasso, I'm going to see if I scooped you. You know who's on the cover of this week's Sports Illustrated?
Aaron Rodgers.
Ed Lacy.
Wow. He's a good guy and a great Green Bay Packer. I'm looking forward to the season.
Now, there's an objective source with the National Football League.
For a guy who's going to Chicago with my cheese head and toe.
God bless you, Jeff Manasso. You're a brave American.
Thanks, man.
Take care. All right, our friend Jeff Manasso with us. It is 7:51. Thank you for starting your day with us. Kevin Miller in the morning at 580 KIDO. Going to be another hot one. Larry will be along with the weather shortly. 72 currently right now in Meridian. Let's get you to work.
I think America's stronger where everybody is being treated with respect and dignity.
I remember when I lost my mind.
We could do so much more if Congress would just come on and help out a little bit. Come on and help out a little bit. Stop being mad all the time. Stop just hating all the time. Come on. Let's get some work done together.
Making sense of a senseless world. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller with you. Coming up next hour, political analyst, a young lady who's been in the arena quite a lot. You've heard her or read about her in the papers. China Gum joins us. We'll talk about, a few issues. A lot percolating there. We'll go inside baseball, if you will. Number one, number two, probably a couple things we'll talk about. Maybe perhaps actually ask China if she can help the president, whether or not this was an effective way to not just rally the base, because I think base issues are old. People are tired of it. Don't we want solutions?
Stop just hating all the time. Come on. Let's get some work done together.
Yeah, there you have it. It's fascinating to me. The president responding to the House voting to sue him yesterday. Whatever happened to impeachment, Judge Wapner?
They have announced that they're going to sue me for
taking executive actions to help people. So, you know, they're mad because I'm doing my job.
There you have it, quite effectively, I suppose. By the way, coming up, not only will we have China Gum with us, but comedian Paula Poundstone will join us in the 8 o'clock hour as well. It'll be something that I think that you'll want to listen to and never forget. If you miss any of our broadcasts, by the way, at 580kido.com, it is the podcast. I recommend them, especially if you're working out or if you just want to get rid of a lot of things. The podcast, really, it's a streamlined version of the program. And after you hear it, you'll go, gee, not much to that thing. Okay, 72 right now in Eagle, Idaho. It is 7:58. Let's get you to traffic. 7:59, Fox News is next on the radio. Stay with us. Stay informed. No flipping, everybody. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. Serving M.